today's courageous conversation comes from Randy Eckerd of Blue Hill. My first couple months in the field were toward the end of the dry season, with temperatures ranging well over 100 degrees during the day. We often carried 60 to 70 pounds of gear, and with the oppressive tropical heat and humidity, we were constantly filthy and soaked in sweat, an environment that caused many to suffer from aggravated skin conditions, boils, rashes, and chloracne. In a land of extreme contrasts, the rainy season slowly engulfed the region, blotting out the sun for weeks at a time, ushering in dense fog and almost constant rains. We walked, ate, and slept in the rain. At night, we would fold our poncho and liner in half, lie on one half, and minimally cover ourselves with the remainder. This would offer a few hours of partial shelter from the rain, and a chance to almost dry a pair of socks tucked into your shirt. Squads consisted of 7 or 8 men, led by an E5 sergeant. Squad duties rotated every fourth night when one squad would go out for a night ambush. Just before dark, we were sent out to a prearranged location, usually a few hundred yards from the NDP. We deployed Claymore anti-personnel mines and trip flares around our position before configuring ourselves along a trail for possible ambush of enemy troops. These were harrowing and terrifying nights, lying awake in darkness so deep you couldn't see your hand held up to your face. Sleep was not an option due to the sheer terror of what might transpire. I would lie awake with my M16 across my chest, safety off, and 2 grenades with pins flattened by my side, praying for daylight. Fortunately, contact with the Viet Cong was rare, but when it came, it was always hit and run with short, intense firefights. And then all was quiet. Today's courageous conversation came from Randy Eckerd of Blue Hill.
All of our courageous conversations are archived at mainpublic.org. Just click on television. Ken Burns' new documentary, The Vietnam War, starts Sunday evening, September 17th at 8 o'clock, and runs each evening, Sunday through Thursday evenings, for 2 weeks on Maine Public Television.